Good morning, everyone. I'm Katie Gatton, and this is my faith story. I know, right? I've been in a relationship with Jesus all my life. I have believed in him, tried to obey him, definitely disobeyed him, been forgiven by him, asked him into my heart, and gave my life to him, at least twice. But I have struggled that whole time to feel loved by him. The difference comes down to my head versus my heart experience. I grew up hearing about unconditional love at church, at home, at Bible college. I knew all the rhetoric of a believer. I studied theology, but my personal experience of love was much less forgiving. Families are messy, and mine is no different. I grew up with a mom who suffers from behavioral health issues, and I was homeschooled in a small house with four siblings. So, good days could be fine. Bad days meant meltdowns and gaslighting and guilt trips. I didn't know that other parents don't do that to their kids until I was older. My dad honestly didn't know how to cope. He worked long hours in sales to support us, and then he'd come home and end up in a face-off with my mom. Exhausted, he'd retreat back to work or his room. I loved him fiercely, but he wasn't emotionally available to me. So to me, Jesus was nice, and he had saved me from my sins. But he didn't save me from my home life. He didn't fix my parents' marriage. He didn't seem to comfort me when I was anxious and afraid. God was capable of, but apparently unwilling to change my circumstances. Then I left home. I did it over and over in my early 20s. I'd work a summer, study for a semester, leave for California, leave for England, for Arizona. And every time I came back to my home in Washington, I felt more displaced and rootless. Finally, I got caught up in a bad relationship with a man from my city. He turned out to be a sexual predator who groomed me for favors, but I was so depressed and dissociated that dying felt a lot easier than leaving him. Head knowledge had done me no good when it came down to temptation and a starving heart. I had wanted to be seen and heard and known so badly that I was willing to accept love from the worst possible source. And when I finally did get away, my whole world was broken, and my faith in God was hanging by a thread. In response to the author Adrian Plass, I wrote, "If you do not yet know what it is like to be loved by God, I would argue you do not yet know what love is. I did not for many years. I lived through grade school and middle school thinking of Jesus as a hypercritical proctor who never treated me with dignity or compassion, just this scathing judgment. He was never cruel, only eternally doubtful." Almost 2,000 years before, John the Beloved wrote in 1 John 4, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us." I lived in fear. I had not been made perfect. I thought that my behavior determined whether God would love me. But according to John, love originates with God. It flows out of him and is essential to who he is. So if I wanted to experience his love, I needed to go where it could pour out on me. And that's how I ended up moving to Minnesota. At University of Northwestern, I was introduced to so many beautiful women, many with painful stories of their own. I was heard and seen and known truly for the first time. They listened compassionately and demonstrated that they genuinely loved being around me because I was me. It wasn't easy. I still struggle to accept that my friends really want me, that they won't dump me the moment I screw up. But amazingly, they do. They genuinely want me to show up as my authentic, messy, deeply imperfect self. It's become this standing invitation to let God love me in the same way. Then I met my best friend. He's not a perfect man. But through our relationship, the Holy Spirit has done a lot of work in my heart. I heard the phrase, love is not transactional, for the first time. His love was not contingent upon me doing something right. I anticipated anger and received only quiet reflection. I expected to be abandoned when I didn't live up to his expectations, and instead he didn't have expectations. He just wanted me as I was. The way he and my friends treated me has changed my view of love and changed my view of God because our relationship isn't about what I can offer them. It's about the way they abundantly care for me without doing anything to earn it. I've known Jesus all my life, so is it strange to say that I didn't feel his love, didn't experience it happening to me? I don't think so, because the difference between knowing with my heart and knowing with my head has been like night and day. So, how does it feel to be loved? Like I don't have to apologize for being on this journey. Like I haven't failed, so there's nothing to fear. Like I can't fail, because forgiveness is already given. God's love is not dependent upon my actions. He loves me no matter what. And by abiding in love, I have come to abide in God and He in me. Thanks.